Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our Transformation Thursday show. I'm excited tonight to have a really special speaker on. She has gotten to be a friend of mine, becoming a good friend of mine because she's fun, she's magical, and she doesn't know no. I mean, she just, if you tell her no, she finds a way to get it done. One of the things I love about you, Tisha Bonanno. So
thank you.
And she's here with us tonight, and I love her story. And she's a mind, body, spirit girl, and didn't even realize it. She's got them all connected. She's her healthy lifestyle, healthy food, and she turned it into a business, or turning it into a business, you know. So, Tisha, I know your mom, the triplets, and you look amazing. You got great abs. You got a great figure. And you're telling me about, it's all about eating right, being right, CrossFit, training, and how did you get started? Has that always been a dream of yours, or did it start after you had your babies? Triplets, you had to be a little out of shape after you got done having those little boys. So our young guys now, they're cute, you know, so share with us, because I'm putting lots of questions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. How I got started was probably I was more became more nutrition aware after my triplets were born, because we were addressed with issues like sensory issues, and my triplets, where their diet was really important to them, because when you're a mother of triplets and they're born early, you have a number of things that can occur, and one of them is sensory issues, and you hear autism and autism spectrum, Asperger's, things like that. So you don't really know what it means. And I was lucky enough to be in New York City, and we had a preemie clinic. So I see now, to this day, when I go to school, I'll see children that I just know have sensory issues and allergies, and their eyes are so red underneath and itchy. And, you know, and they don't look healthy, the children nowadays. A lot of them, they're more skinny, or just they suffer severely with allergies, or there's things like auditory processing disorder, autism spectrum, what is that? And a lot of times people don't realize what that is, and they just ignore it and go, it's just little issues that they have. But a lot of times the food can affect the child and what they eat. And then why do we have allergies? You know, why are there peanut allergies? Why are there so many things going on that, you know, children can't eat nowadays? And I started to wonder about that, because I was in the world of a triplet mom and preemies. And then my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and she did smoke.
Wow.
She was a 1950s baby, you know, where smoking
right.
was glorious at that time, and she was addicted to smoking. But it wasn't her dying of lung cancer. It was looking around in the cancer clinic and seeing girls my age with cancer, and their children sitting there while they were getting chemo. And it was like
wow.
a big party in this cancer unit place, where everyone became friends, and there was girls my age that had a stage 4 breast cancer, you know, prostate cancer, whatever it was just cancer all around us. And then the next thing, one of my very good friends had breast cancer. My sister's two of her best friends had cancer. And it was ironic, and their sister-in-law, they all had babies that were 3 years old, newborns, and one of them was just had a baby when she found out she had breast cancer. And it's like, okay, now what's going on? This is weird. So I started to really started to investigate, and there was actually this woman who used to come and do plants in my home, and she said,
right.
I go to, you know, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to bring you back fresh food, because I was talking to her. I'm like, what's going on? But she really didn't have she didn't speak English well, so she didn't really present to me GMOs. She just basically brought me fresh food. I'm like, wow, this is really good. I taste the difference. You know, because once you eat something that comes from the farm, and especially the meat, versus going to a supermarket and all of a sudden you start not seeing food, you start looking at margarine. Like, what is margarine? What is this? What is all this processed food? These frozen hash browns, these frozen foods, like what is all this going on? And then I started to look back at the 1950s when food really started became, because my family loves to tell the story of my grandmother used to eat crumb cake and put butter on her crumb cake, you know, and eat it, and fry meatballs because I'm Italian. But we didn't get cancer, you know, and we smoked and, you know, and then I'm like, well, there is something to be true to that, you know. Why is it that it's increased so much and that girls my age, you know, because I'm in, you know, probably like a, I would say in the 1990s child and growing up. And
right.
That's when, like, autism and Asperger's really took a, you know, became, you know, a word that everyone started using, autism, everybody, you know, autism, and it
right.
just increased severely. So I said, okay, what's going on? So the 50s was when processed foods really started, convenient foods, pancakes, frozen pancakes, things like that started to come into play. But yet people were smoking cigarettes still, but it's still the increase in cancer was there, but not as much as it was starting in the 80s and 90s. And then
right.
it led me, I started going to the farms in Pennsylvania. And I was like picking up my own food because I started watching the movies like Forked Over Knives and, you know, all these movies, which I can give you a list of, Cherie, that are really great and educational and changed my life and thinking, The Genetic Roulette being one of them. And I started to learn about GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms. And what it is, it just changes the DNA of like a seed's natural state, let's just say. So, like, they made it because they wanted to increase food yield and be able to keep insects off without having to spray and all these
wow.
lovely stuff. And Monsanto is a name everyone should know because they're the monster of this all. With corn, everyone should, you know, read about corn and the history of corn and how bad it is and what you feed animals and so on. So I started to learn about GMOs. And then about in the 80s, the 90s were when it really first started to come into our food. And then you saw the increase of just like allergies and sentries and eczema. I mean, how many people, you know, just have eczema all over them? You don't think anything of it. Is it normal? It's not normal to have eczema. And like cancer, acid reflux, you know, from mild diseases to severe diseases like cancer. And now going to the farms, I started to go to the farms and pick up my own food with my friend. We used to go once a week and then some family members, because I do live in a farm town in Colts Neck. Like, oh, can you get me stuff? You go into the farms, can you? And then I started going to local stores and telling them what I was doing. I am a seasoned salesperson. I retired from a corporation before Triplets. So I started to run
right.
numbers. And, you know, I was like, I like this. And not only do I like it, I like selling again. And I love my Triplets, but I definitely love working a lot. I just want to go to the games and, like, cheer them on. But I don't, you know, I'm definitely a working mom, and it's in my personality to work. And I started going to CrossFit all the time. I started to get my mojo back and my energy, and just being in the health industry and realizing that this is where I want to be and where I belong. And it's still a journey for me. I'm learning every day. And I chose Amish farms and to support Amish farms because of the fact of sustainable farming. And I feel like what I've learned is a lot of our nutrients comes from soil, and the Amish have been successful the last 300 years, and they maintain in a nutrient-dense soil by rotation, and they really care for their soil and taking care of it. I mean, they use still horsepower, buggies, things like that. I mean, they do have some gas engine equipment, you know, but that's not a massive amount. And probably after Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast here, I was probably one of the only distributors to be able to go and get food the next day. And the Amish were back
wow.
up and running. And that to me was like mind-blowing, because these transportation companies, these huge distribution companies that warehouse all this food that's stored with preservatives and all this, and they just want this food to look good on the supermarket shelves, smell good. Red, red meat shouldn't be red, red meat. It's filled with gas. And, you know, it just, you're eating that. You're eating meat that's filled with gas, so the color looks pretty, but yet it's filled with all bacteria and gas that's killing us, and chicken, antibiotics, the milk. There's some doctors believe that you shouldn't have milk and other doctors believe that you should. Raw milk is great for you. But what nobody talks about is RBGH is known to cause breast cancer, and that's why there was an increase in breast cancer, and that came out in the 80s when I was young and drinking milk. Thank God I never drank milk because I never loved it. But RBGH now is known to cause breast cancer, and if you'll see, it is labeled on milk containers, RBGH-free, antibiotics in animals, condensed forms, a non-happy animal. People are becoming more and more aware of it. Some people are vegan, and that's the lifestyle they choose, and that's fantastic. Some people, I choose to follow a Weston A. Price diet because I do like meat, but I like meat that's pastured and grass-fed and healthy, and, you know, I don't eat it in an abundance. I'll eat it at nighttime, you know, one time a day, and try to have as many fresh fruits and vegetables as possible. I do, you know, I do like to live, too. I like to have some wine, you know, and drinks here and there. It's just my lifestyle, but it's for me. I'm a GMO-free advocate. You know, to me, it's all about being a GMO-free world and labeling our food. BT was found, that's a substance that's in GMOs, found in fetuses that were in Canada, in women that were pregnant. It's affecting us in every way, and people have a right. America spends so much money to not label our food. In every other country, it's banned besides for America and Canada. Even in Europe, they label the food, and GMOs are banned everywhere and not here. And you have to look at that. And I like Prada. I like nice things. I'm not an advocate type of person. I'm not one to, like, just rave. You know, like, some people just love to do that. This is, like, more about it's the Surgeon General warning is saying cigarette smoking is bad for your health. And if you get that, then you're going to get that GMs in our food are bad for our health, and they shouldn't be allowed. And someone like Obama and presidents, even before that, they all say, yeah, they're going to become a GM advocate, things like that, and then they do nothing about it because there's so much money behind Monsanto and the corruption that goes on behind it. And yet, like Mrs. Obama will talk about changing the food and diets and schools and things like that, but you're getting this canned food still. Like, you know, it's not farm fresh food. That's not what it's all fake. Everything's fake. The only thing that's real is what you choose for yourself and your family. And you have to know that local fresh foods are the best, but it doesn't only have to be local, you know, local's a great term. It has to be GMO-free. And the only way to be GMO-free and be assured of that is through buying USDA certified organic. And it's more expensive in your pocket, but eventually in time, if everyone sticks together, organics will come down. But people don't want to know about it. They want, you know, they still feed their family. There's still McDonald's up and running. There's so many movies, so much information on why you should not eat McDonald's, but everybody's eating McDonald's still, you know?
I hear you. I have a question for you, okay, because somebody's texting me this. GMOs, genetically modified food, that's what you're talking about, genetically modified organisms is how you're saying it, and that's where they play with the seeds, they mess with the meat, and are the, you know, the cows that give us the meat so that they can produce quicker, faster, and all that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what they do is they change the natural state of the, like, what the seed is in. And that's another reason why. So, like, if that seed, let's just say, is an apple seed, they're putting the DNA in it to change that state so it's not a natural state anymore. It's changed, you know. It's like if someone was to change your DNA and stick another person's DNA in you, you're changing your natural state of who you are. And that's playing with God. You know, you don't do that. You don't change your natural state of something. That's another reason why I chose Amish farming, too, because they have heritage seeds. They've never became big corporations. I mean, they are now, believe it or not, but it's just seeds passed down from generation to generation, and not seeds that were mandatory and increasing the yield crop, through Monsanto in the United States in the 90s, and that it was mandatory for everyone to have GM crops across, you know.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, there's so much to it. It's so, there's so much politics behind it, but.
I have another question for you. Somebody's asked me this.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, because you've got a lot of passion for it, and you're building a business with it. And well, I want to talk about that, too, because it's about following your passion. And it's also about educating yourself, and it sounds like you have really said, okay, I've got these triplets here. I got to get myself in shape after having triplets, because you're a big one for working out, CrossFit training, running a business, raising three little boys or young, well, they're not teenagers yet, but almost teens, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they're almost tweens.
Yeah, tweens. There you go. And you're doing that, and you. But one of the things that I'm getting from you is that cancer, when we smoked and we didn't have the warnings on cancer, there's more cancer now and food and issues now with our bodies and our health than there were before in the 50s when your mom smoked, right? Because when we added when they had the corn syrup, they added all this stuff that the GMO, however you say it, because you say it properly. You're saying that's what.
Well, there's different types of cancer. Cancer is known. Smoking cancer is, you know, you get lung cancer, you get throat cancer, esophagus cancer from it, and then of course the cancer can metastasize and it can become a different type of cancer. But there's cancers now that are going on, or you know, that are unexplainable. Like a couple of it is like Lou Gehrig's, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I know a few young people that have that, you know, but I got about a handful that we have to look at what's going on. I mean, I think everyone, whoever's on the phone, probably knows of a story of younger people that have cancer or their friends or family, and everyone will be affected by someone that they know that has cancer. And you have to look and you have to say, like, what's going on? Because it wasn't normal in the old days. Not that there wasn't cancer, but it's just increased so much that as you learn, like, I really think Jeffrey Smith, The Genetic Roulette, gives a great explanation on what I'm talking about in genetically modified organisms and, GMs, and that how it gives a great kind of layman's term on how and when it came out and how it affects everyone and how it escalated. And it's just, it's a scary thing, and people need to be aware of it. From that Walmart shopper, you know, if you look around, and even in Costco, you'll see there's organics now, and the sections are getting bigger and bigger, and it's kind of like silently getting bigger and bigger because there's more of an increase of demand. And the difference between a Costco meat and my meat is I don't care, as long as you get organics, get organics. Whether you could afford Costco or you could afford meat that I sell or someone else sells, it becomes about how you raise meat and the pastured meats. And, if you eat a grass-fed, grass-finished beef, it's healthier because it's grass-finished. It's like cows were made to graze the lands and eat the grass, they release their own natural hormones and stuff that are healthier, and it's more filled, like a grass-finished product is filled with CLA, which fights cancer, and healthier omega-3s, omega-6, where a Costco organic is GMO-free, and that's great, but you still have other stuff. Because it could be GMO-free, you have, how can I explain it, like, other kind of things going on in that animal, like fats, like it's like eating a cupcake, like it's like eating the yoga person versus a person who's organic and eats cupcakes and cookies still, but is still an organic person, you know. So then there's different levels of organic and how extreme you want to be. But the most important thing to me is to be GMO free, and you know that's going to solve a lot of problems. Like, you have to let food be your medicine. And think about it, in the old days, before there was ever Amish people lived to be between 72 and 80, which is not great, but they don't have any diseases. The main disease is heart disease because they eat a lot of syrup, you know, and things like that. They're big on pancakes.
Right.
But yet they don't have any other diseases going on, and polio runs live in their community. And they're not, you know, vaccinated against polio and things, and they just work, and they have, you know, a community, and they're pretty healthy for eating tons of maple syrup and pancakes and anything, you know. They stay lean, and they eat fried food, and, you know, but everything is natural. They live how our grandparents lived, you know, and that's basically it. So, yeah, maybe they had some fat on them, and, you know, maybe heart disease is the number one killer amongst them, but that's, you know, not even a lot. It's not like how it is in America with all the trans fat
right.
and everything. It's more, you know, something maybe that is genetically wrong in them, in that person that has heart. But otherwise, they live to ripe old age. They're happy. They're eating that crumb cake and butter, and you know what? With that Weston A. Price Foundation diet that I follow, there's a lot of different diets to follow, and whatever you want. You could follow paleo. I like Weston A. Price a lot because it goes back to that Amish kind of farming technique and cod liver oil kind of theory. And, I mean, cod liver oil is probably one of the best things you could put in your body. And butter is actually good for you if it's raw and left unpasteurized. And, you know, even beer you could have as long as it's unpasteurized. Pasteurization kills everything. So there's lots of stuff in that pastured meat. Chicken, antibiotics in your meat are so bad for you. So what's the difference between an antibiotic-free chicken versus an organic chicken? Antibiotic-free has no antibiotics in it, but it's not GMO-free. Organic chicken is GMO-free and antibiotic-free. Now, what's the difference between cage-free, free-range?
Right.
Cage-free, free-range, or pastured? That's another question that people aren't familiar with. Cage-free means they're in a little room. It's just a market employee. They're in a little room. They're still mistreated. It's not a great environment, but they're able to run around that room. So they're not, if you watch the movies like Fork Over Knives and the farming type of movies that are out there, Knives Over Fork, I'm trying to think right now, I'm drawing a blank, but if you Google, there's a ton of movies about farming and, you know, unsustainable farming, and where they're thrown in cages and just mistreated so horrible. A cage-free might have a temperature control room, but it's still in a little room and the animals aren't happy. Free range, that's the kind of farming that I support. The chickens are allowed to roam within a free range, like it's a gated area of a large backyard, pretty large, and so they're able to keep control of the chickens. And I follow all my chickens are always Amish, all my meat is always Amish, and but they're not free to roam everywhere. So because if a chicken was really free to roam everywhere, you wouldn't be able to supply the food source in America, because
right.
it wouldn't be realistic. I mean, the pastured is always, like I explained, is always the best way because that's the healthiest way, where they eat worms, and you'll see a difference between an egg of a pastured chicken versus even a free-range chicken. A pastured chicken is so clear and orange and yolk, you know, and those are the chickens you raise in your backyard, you know, as long as your soil is good. And then you have to worry about the environment and all this stuff, the dust going on in the air anyway. But a free range at least keeps control. It's in a humane setting. The chickens are able to roam and eat through the grass and the worms and the bugs and all that great stuff and nutrients that they get, along with feed that they give the birds. But it's organic. And I just believe that we can't really have chickens running around. It's not realistic and this kind of world of people who are gluttonous and they like to eat, you know, and some people, you know, don't agree with that, but free range is, I think, doable for America. And then you have the pastured, which I told you was just chickens running around on the field and happy as can be, and probably the healthiest way to go, but to feed Americans, all the chicken that we eat, it's not, I mean, even now to this day, there'll be sometimes chicken shortages because you'll see young chicken, you know, and sometimes the chickens don't grow to the right size, even in organics, being young. And so all of a sudden, you know, as a distributor, I'll go to the farm to pick up, and like, we don't have it. I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't have it? They didn't grow. I mean, there's shortages still to this day, but we're not going to, we'll never really be short of food supply, like people saying, we're not going to die. You just eat more vegetables that day. You know, it's going to happen. It's just,
I got a question with beef.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a couple questions here because you have so much passion about your industry. And you guys, so she started out, she was like, how'd she start out? She started out by nurturing your children, your three triplets. You guys just
to the farms, and then I went to the stores, and being a seasoned salesperson, and I was retired from a corporation, I started to run numbers, and then I bought a refrigerated truck, and I incorporated myself and got my insurance, and I just started going hardcore, cold calling in sales, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm increasing my stores and the routes, and along with building my website to be able to ship and go that way. I don't want a warehouse. I want to always keep it a farm to location type of company. I never want a warehouse because that's the difference, too, of my meats versus others. It's never getting warehoused, so when I ship that meat or I give it to the store, it has the longest shelf life because it truly is coming fresh from the farm. So,
okay, that's a good point there. So you get it fresh from the farm, so when you send it to your stores and people buy it, that's Amish farm meat, and that's what you eat. And I know your habits a little bit because you've told me that, you know, you're really health conscious. And so that's your passion, and you really feel like what's the name of your company? Because I want to make sure people get that, you know, and you're building your website.
Old World Organics.
Old World Organics.
I'm building my website. Yeah, and I'm building my website right now. I'm going to put together. I just want really to focus on the meats. I feel like people should get their produce locally from their farms, and as long as it's organic.
Okay.
Granted, the soil is always key, but at this point right now, we have to make do, and as long as we start with organics, and eventually everything will equal out. And because we're farming organic and we're having sustainable techniques now, eventually in time for our children and our future generation, we'll have it hopefully perfected like we did in the old days, and follow Amish farms and Amish farming techniques, and go that route. So for me right now, Pennsylvania and Amish families, local can mean on how you raise the animal as opposed to being really local in your backyard in regards to meat. So it could be Amish families and how they agree upon to raise, feed that animal. So my Amish supply a large demand because of the fact of I have larger Amish families and companies that have been following that sustainable farming technique since like 1912 on, and now they're this huge enterprise, and they're able to, for me, like when you go to a local farm and you buy chicken, it could be cut in quarters, and you know, it's nice and it's great, but I'm used to, like, because I'm chopping like a nice thin chicken cutlet or a chicken breast or chicken drums, you know, or split breast that I like to throw on the grill. I'd like to have, or filet mignon. Like, I used to buy into farm shares, and I would get this whole cow, and I'd have rump roast and this. I'm like, I don't even know how to make a rump roast because really all I eat is filet mignon. Like that, I like filet mignon. I like hamburgers, and I like a strip steak, and I like a skirt steak. You know, that's what I like, certain kinds of cuts.
Right.
But when you buy into farms sometimes, how people buy into the farm share, like, yeah, I'm supporting the farm, and I have this cow I'm supporting. And it's like, then you're stuck with this whole cow and this freezer food full of cow. And you're like, okay, now what do I make next? Because you don't know what to make. So I did that for a while, too. And then I said, no, this is not me. There has to be. I want to be able to go in the supermarket and buy what I want, you know, and I want to make sure that animal that I'm buying was treated humanely and sustainable farming technique, you know, was used on that animal. So, like, you know, some places have a Whole Foods, some places have where they can buy meat. But again, like I said, it's like you don't know, like when you're buying a grass finished product, a lot of it is coming from New Zealand. You don't really know how old that is or anything. Where my meat, I know where it's coming from, who the farmer is. You could look it up on the web with a code of who that farmer is and actually meet them, you know, through the web and write to them and talk to them, and that's what I like. And they've been, they're actually known, they're kind of like the Cadillac of chickens now, and very well respected in the industry and along with our meat as well. And they were lucky enough to come across very wealthy people that have the same beliefs and values as I do and a lot of people, and they've supported these farms, like how Whole Foods came in and supported farms. They supported these farms to grow, and this Mennonite family just kept growing and growing all the way down to Virginia. So from Pennsylvania to Virginia, and they have an abundance, and if you want filet mignon and if you want skirt steaks, strip steaks, you don't have to buy the county more. You can get what you want and able to supply the demand, and that's the great thing about it. So we're
at perfect, I have a question for you. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. I got you. So that's your vision for Old World Organics, because people are logging on and on the web, mm-hmm. that we do the web interface here. Mm-hmm. So the question that you get is, where do you believe in buying your meat is all from the Amish farmers, and you bring it, and you don't warehouse it. You send it out fresh, and it's, and I know you've got a group of people that you're working with now, and they rotate the soil. What I get is they rotate the soil, which the Amish, that's what the Amish do. There's no mm-hmm. antibiotics or anything like that in their meat. They
live USDA long. Certified.
USDA certified. I got you. And mm-hmm. and all the things that your company does promotes healthy living, because you said something earlier, food is your medicine, and I get that. That is so, so key. Mm-hmm. And your company, what's your goal for, Old World Organics, the name of your company? What is your goal? What would you like to see your company do, for food, as a food source?
As a food source, I'd like to go direct to the consumer and be able to ship eventually from a .com, which we're building once we have our routes in place with the stores. Like, we're in some great local independently owned natural food stores right now that have one or more location. And we're throughout, because I'm in New Jersey, so we're throughout New Jersey, and now we're in Brooklyn and New York City. And so we're establishing our routes there while we're building our web and our .com. But the main goal is to go to the consumer direct, right from the farm and ship it. And the difference between my shipping of fresh meats versus my competitors that are going to be on the web and everything is they flash freeze their products. And I do not believe in freezing meat. Chicken, yes, but red meat should be fresh. If you like to cook, I'm a foodie too. And so meat should be completely fresh. And, if you're buying it and you're not going to cook, you can freeze it, because what are you going to do? Sometimes I do that too. But at least if you get a few days worth of really fresh meat to taste it, and you're going to see the difference. And you have a 21-day shelf life of red meat, and you have a 12-day, depends on where you live, 12 to 14-day shelf life of chicken before it has to be frozen. But you also have to like to cook. So if you're going to buy that box of meat from me, I hope that you cook, and that you don't go out to eat as much, because if you watch Food Network like I do, and you see how much salt and how much stuff is in the food that you don't realize, even when you're eating that grilled chicken, when it's out, and that adds another 1,000 calories to it, and just all the other ingredients that you use, like I can get started on salt is actually good for us if we use the right salt, and it's minerals, we should have minerals in our body, and a salt is a mineral, but not an iodized salt. We should have different kinds of sea salts and things like that. There's a list of salts, teas. Medicine, there's something to be said in all teas that you drink, learning about that, between that, and if you like meat, fresh vegetables, in-season vegetables, you should look and learn about that, like what's in season in your community, because when you eat in something that's not in season and it's not really giving you any health benefits to it, and it really is really a lot of theories that I'm learning about now, and about fruits and how important it is to be in season, because if it's not and it's not local, you're not getting any benefits. Sometimes that red apple from overseas or Mexico has been 3 months old already before it gets here, you know, which is pretty, people don't realize that. And my friend drives me nuts. She gives his son apples every day because he's a sensory child. He was born at 17 weeks. He was one of a twin, and he likes cotton. He rubs it on his face, and he likes, you know, all these little quirks going on, and he doesn't eat any food, but he eats an apple. I'm like, all right, there's nothing wrong with eating apples every day. That's great. But it's a non-organic apple, and it drives me nuts. Now you just changed that whole theory of all the nutrients. There's so much nutrients in an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But if it's not organic, it's not worth eating. And if it's not local, you know. So it's there's so much. There's so much I'm still learning every day.
You're like an encyclopedia. Somebody just texted me and said, hey, she needs to teach a class, so we'll get you to teach a class, right? Yeah, you know.
When I'm still learning, my goal is to go back to school for, after my business is up and running and I have it and my website is up, and I want to go back to school for farming, you know, not to be a farmer, but to be able to plan for America, a sustainable farming technique, so we don't have to rely on other sources, and we can rely on what we grow in our own state's great. And you should always support your local farms. It's so important to support your local farmer. Your farmers feed you. Your farmer is the most important person in your life, and you don't realize that. No one realizes that or appreciates that.
Keisha, you have been amazing. I'm just going to tell you, because you're talking, I was like sitting there going, oh, man, she's like a, you know, and I know her. And you guys know I know something about her, is that she's not one of these, she's a woman that gets her nails done, her hair done. She takes, you know, about looking the best. Being
no
doing,
more,
you
no
know,
more
stuff.
Gel manicures, though.
Right. Okay, there you go. I get you. But you're... Yeah, she's a diva, and she's a diva who likes farming, and that's like jumbo shrimp and oxymoron there. So, but you know, she's
super helpful.
Well, that's
what I try to say. I'm not this radical person. I'm really not. You have to, if you don't want to smoke, you know, everybody knows how bad smoking is. You should just know how bad the food you put in your body is, and it makes me crazy. It's something that I look and but it's no one's fault. It's you know, it's America's fault. Because we're busy. We do what we're told. We trust the government to do things for us. And then, you know, there's so many things. I mean, there's so many issues in this world that we could talk about and go on for days. But one of the most important issues is that we put this in our body every day. This affects us, all of us, and our children and our generation, where we could talk about politics and Obama and George Bush and all the issues that are going on and abortion, but we can go on and on about that stuff, but this stuff affects every single one of us because we're eating it every day. We need to eat to live, and you cannot be blindsided by that. No one should be.
That's amazing. What a way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have you on again, and you guys should...
Great.
And you were amazing tonight, you guys. So, and I know I'm getting a lot of comments, and next time we'll take questions and everything. And so I appreciate your questions, but I didn't want to, it's her first radio show. It's like, I wanted to introduce her to it slowly, but you're natural. I knew you would be. you guys, thank you for listening tonight. And go service it, our Old World Organic.
My Facebook page is up, Old World. My Old World Facebook page is up. You can look for it, Old World Organic. I'm always posting stuff. And my website is up. You can email me if you're interested in any kind of meats. We're still working on it. Again, we've just expanded so much in the stores right now. So I kind of put that .com, but I'd be happy to ship anyone meat that they were looking for.
Okay, yeah.
I have
so
the capability of doing that right now.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/Old World Organics, right? That's your Facebook page?
It's oldworldorganics.org is my website that's up. We have a lot more products that we're putting up. Like I said, we're changing around. It's a work process. But if you just email me or Facebook me, and then you can message me through Facebook, tell me what you're looking for, and I'd be happy. I can get anything and everything in the
Okay, cool. That's amazing. You taught me something tonight, because I buy fruit from, what is that one everybody uses? You know what I'm talking about. Whole Foods, and I did not realize mm-hmm. that an apple can be 3 months old. I'm sitting there going, I love apples. I'm going to make sure now that will more
well,
anyway.
I mean, Whole Foods is pretty good and supporting the local farms, too. Trader Joe's, if you look and see who owns Trader Joe's, it's really PepsiCo, so it's all kind of marketing. But, again, as long as we're GMO-free, I don't care. You know, as long as there's no GMs in our food, you know, realistically, I like to party. So, you know, I like to have fun. But I want to have fun and party with food that I know has no, you know, chemicals in it, no anything. I'm just going to have fun because it's natural and we're going back to the old days. And that's what I like the most, you know. So
she looks amazing, by the way. She's beautiful on the inside and the outside. So you guys need to take a look at her Facebook page.
So are you.
Ah, it's so nice. Thank you so very much. And I appreciate that. You guys like her, go visit her site, go visit her page. It's a work in progress. What I love about her is that she's a student of the law of attraction and also a teacher, because that
thanks to Tari, I'm a law of attraction. I believe in it. I mean, I started with the speaker and then I met Tari, and, you know, Tari's has helped me, and everything that we talk about is, like, coming true. That it's crazy. So she's been an amazing person in my life as well. So I'd like to thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you, man. You're the best. You really are, too. and like her page. Go now. You got her information. And then like us on Facebook.com/Angel Coaches. And then also Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Angel Coaches. Because they give you lots of free stuff, and then and when I see you're following us, I put some stuff out there for people, too, as well. And also, if you got any questions or you'd like us, you know, questions for Tisha, and you can always get in touch with her at her Facebook page. And email me if you have any show ideas or you have somebody you think that's doing something amazing, like this gal is, this woman is. Because it's Transformation Thursday, and I love to hear stories about people that are living their passion, being their passion, and doing their passion. She does. We have a lot of people in the next few weeks that are coming up, so you guys don't want to miss it. Anyway, everybody have a great now. Take care, and we will see you Sunday talk to you Sunday with our show on relationships, Self and Diane. All right, everybody, have a great now. Thank you, Tisha. You are amazing. Can't wait for you to teach class.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.